new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Back here with hour number two of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday night, the 4th of December 2008. Glad you're with us. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about this Fox debate forum coming up on Sunday that's excluded Ron Paul. And there's some interesting stuff going on. The New Hampshire GOP is not happy with this situation at all. And so we've got a clip for you from CNN about that. And what some Ron Paul supporters are planning to do as well. And if you haven't heard this clip with Shepard Smith and Greta Van Susteren from last night on Fox, where they actually sit and argue the point of whether or not Ron Paul should be included, which I found was interesting, because they're saying, hey, you know, he gets 10%. He's a player. in the end, they just don't want this guy's message out. And that's what it amounts to. And so they're not interested in the message of liberty and freedom and truth, because if that gets out and it really goes mainstream, which I think it's close to doing, then they're toast. Their gooses are virtually cooked. Because, again, you start creating a free market system for things to exist, and these huge companies like Fox and Clear Channel, Viacom, CBS, who own a tremendous amount of stations, companies like Citadel as well, that own a tremendous amount of radio stations and television stations across this country, may find themselves having to divest because of a change in the at the FCC and an FCC ruling. I mean, they just made it possible for these huge media conglomerates to start picking up newspapers. Newspapers are dying on the vine as far as print editions are concerned. And it may in the end be almost a non-issue, because you've got a number of papers now around the world that are just going to strictly online editions, because they're the cost of the paper and the maintenance of the equipment and the staff to produce a print version of the paper was just too high. And for virtually nothing, except for the server space and the bandwidth, you can create a newspaper online for next to nothing. And so that's what a bunch of them are doing. Advertising revenues for newspapers have been steadily dropping, subscription rates dropping, advertising revenue for television is dropping. NBC had to give money back to clients because of poor performance. So this is just continuing. We'll get into this on the other side of the break. And again, if you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Thank you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443, if you want to join us. And to the phone we go. Richard in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. What prompted me to call is you were talking about the newspapers and the media right there before this last break.
Right.
And one thing I noticed last night is I was on the Internet down here in Austin, Texas, in my little South Austin command, semi-command bunker down here. And I found a CBS affiliate out of Des Moines, Iowa, on the net, KCCI, CBS affiliate, and they were actually streaming their video feed at least 2.5 hours that I saw. I watched from 8 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. Central Time, and their coverage on the caucus was very imbalanced. They covered about 80% Democrat caucusing and Democrat candidates versus about 20% Republican Party, Republican caucus, and candidates. So it's very imbalanced. And for another thing, it said on that Internet feed that during the commercial breaks, it would actually go black and not play commercials, but it was commercial-free. So I'm also now thinking that it's very possible that they could have even just run Republican, you know, their Republican pieces, and for all I know, they might have had commercials up there in Des Moines, Iowa, covering that up.
Yeah, one of the reasons why you'll see a lot of the Internet streams when they go to commercials not have a commercial show, or even when you listen to radio stations, they'll go blank too, is a lot of these union artists, where a lot of these big agency productions are done, radio and television spots, won't allow them to because of copyright and royalties of all things.
Right.
And
Mike,
so that's some of it. And some of it, you know, they might decide, hey, well, we don't want to put this piece of coverage in or this piece of coverage. I mean, they have the freedom and the ability to do that. That's for
right.
sure.
Well, I'm familiar with that issue, and that's kind of the side issue. I'm just saying, though, their overall coverage was very imbalanced towards the Democrats, and for all I know, and it would be nice to find some people from Iowa that have been subjected to their mainstream news coverage, their local coverage, and try to get the word out. Has that preponderance of them pushing Democrats been out there for all we know, for months? They might have been doing this for months to where they're building up the Democrats. That's why the Democrats may have, I mean, you know that they had double turnout, basically, than what the Republicans did. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, their turnout was almost record.
Right.
Almost
well,
record
it
turnout.
It was a record. They said they had a record turnout in 2004, and now this year they eclipsed that. And but the thing of it is they had double the number of Democrats come out than they did Republicans, and I think that's just all a media creation because, I mean, they even had the cute little blonde anchor woman saying, oh, yeah, Barack Obama, he's the rock star of the Democrat Party.
The rock star.
Exactly.
God.
So, you know, they're... Yeah, and so you've got a news anchor babe pushing that, and then they're just predominant coverage of the Democrats. And then, like I say, we know they've got a big blackout on Ron Paul. That goes without question. And then on top of that, diminished coverage of the Republican Party overall. And I think that's how they swung a double number of votes to the Democrat Party on this.
Yeah, and plus, you know, in a state like Iowa, too, they get a ton of handouts. Through farm subsidies and that type of thing that they don't want to see go away. And so the media, of course, is slanted right into that and keep pushing it. So, yeah, it's not a surprise that, you have double the turnout of Democrats to Republicans. And it just shows you, that it's that easy to skew coverage one way or another to either to ingratiate yourself so more people watch and you can charge more for advertising, or to put out an actual message.
Right. Well, I think they're definitely putting out the message that, hey, the Democrat Party was the place to be, and if you're in that other party, Republicans, you're just not with it. And their coverage was pretty well implying that. And then I was talking with a friend of mine on the phone tonight, and he said he was watching C-SPAN coverage, and supposedly on the main C-SPAN channel they were doing Democrat coverage, and on C-SPAN 2 they were supposed to have Republican Party coverage. But he said even on that C-SPAN 2 where they were supposed to cover Republicans, that they were breaking in and having Democrat news on C-SPAN 2. And so that was his take on that. So it would be interesting to have some callers call, especially if they are from Iowa, and kind of give us the lowdown on what's been going on there with the local coverage.
Yeah, indeed it would. So if anybody's in Iowa that wants to call and talk about the local coverage, I'd love to hear about it. But yeah, because, I mean, I had I'd watched a little bit of WHO's Internet stream, which is also in Des Moines, and the places that they had on the internet stream, they had this like wall of TVs, and most of the time it was set on the Democrats. Very little attention was paid to the Republicans whatsoever.
Right.
And
well, there you go.
I found that issue as well.
So it's just like, on Loose Change, I think it was Norman Mineta that had a great quote on Loose Change. He says, when something happens one time, it's an accident, maybe. When something happens a second time, it may be a coincidence. When something happens a third time, it's a program.
Yeah.
And so there's three verifications right there in my mind that I've had firsthand conversation with now with you on this WHO. And so if we find out a couple more times that coverage is going on, because I even when they were showing the announcements from the candidates, like the Obama announcement when he came out, Edwards and Hillary, And then you had the, they did have the, they played the Huckabee announcement, and they did talk to Romney. You know, they showed the Romney announcement. Those crowds were way bigger in the Democrat side. All those crowds, they had throngs of people at the Obama rally, and they were going crazy. I mean, and all he was spewing was pretty much just rhetoric, general rhetoric with no meat, no substance to it, you know. So, and here they are just going wild. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's a typical thing, and you can look at local coverage, like our coverage here, where television stations here historically have been really tight with police and fire in this city. And so there's almost never a negative story about police and fire here in the city. I mean, somebody could be tasered to death, and the story will be pitched from to make the police and fire look positive. And depending on who's the governor and that type of thing, you know, according to who they know better, that governor will get better coverage because they'll get better access. And that it's just incredible the incestuousness of the media, and I've seen it firsthand as part of the media here in this city for so many years you would have I remember fire chiefs hanging out at the at radio stations and stuff and chewing the fat with the mayor in a city with over a million people and you're just they're just there, they're talking, they're just normal guys and everything's cool, but those relationships are built up, and you get that access, and boy, you point when they say tell you what direction to go, you go that direction.
Right. Well, that establishment, that's we're going up against it, and the good news is though, we've got probably 11,000, at least 11,000 warriors up there in Iowa. So that's the good news. All they need to do is go out there and wake up two or three or four people each that are out of the choir. Yeah. And all of a sudden, we've got something mighty powerful up there. But we've got our work cut out for us in a lot of states. To me, it seems like those people in Iowa must be still on rabbit ears for the most part. Rabbit ears and just their AM/FM antenna, and they must not be plugged into the internet. Because really, if you don't have internet, you don't have a snowball's chance of being informed at this point.
No, and if you look at Iowa, it's mostly a rural state.
Right.
They really, I mean, when you got Des Moines as probably, their biggest city, and I guess maybe Cedar Rapids after that, there's not much as far as population of the state is concerned. Everybody's out in the sticks. And so I would imagine there's probably a good number of people in Iowa that are running off the rabbit ears or the antenna strapped to the house. I wouldn't be surprised about that.
So it's kind of like computers, basically if all you get loaded is a bunch of garbage, then garbage in, garbage out.
Yep.
And that's what's going on with those people. Hey, and by the way, did you notice that Ron Paul did win one county, Jefferson County, Iowa, so I'd like to give a shout-out to those folks in Jefferson County. Way to go, folks. Absolutely
way to
go.
Yeah, and he won it handily. And there was a huge turnout in that county, and I mean, he stomped it. I think he won with like 35% of the vote. Beat Romney like you beat Huckabee by like 5 or 6%.
Right.
In that county.
And also, I went through county by county. I copied and pasted off of MSNBC, their webpage that they had county by county. And there were several counties where Ron Paul was second place.
Mm-hmm.
There were several counties where Ron Paul was third place, several where he was fourth place, and then just a ton of fifth places. And I think he might have had just maybe one sixth place. It was one or two, maybe. But the good news is he's, it's kind of like a stock market chart where they say, well, you have, each high is a little bit higher than the next. And so that's the way I see Ron Paul is, every time there's a high, then the next higher is a little bit higher. And that's the way it was on these mm-hmm. charts where he's hitting, sometimes second and third place and coming
right
out of that fifth place. So it's exciting to see that he's got some up bars in there, and then also that one Jefferson County where he did win. So I'm really looking forward to New Hampshire. And by the way, the Wyoming caucus, I believe, is actually today. Now it is the 5th.
It'll be later tonight. Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out, because I think Wyoming folks are probably a little more awake than the average bear, I'm hoping, because they're out there more independent minded. So
right, and only two campaigns, Richard, have spent any real time in Wyoming. That's been Romney's campaign and Ron Paul's. So Ron Paul stands a good chance in Wyoming. Appreciate the call, Richard. We're going to grab a break, come back with more on the other side. We'll play you this, some of this forum footage here in just a minute here on the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Here on the Midnight Rider. Okay, this thing with this Fox Candidates Forum. They're going to be running on Sunday. They're going to be filming this at St. Anselm University in Goffstown, New Hampshire. And this has turned out to be, this is really backfiring on Fox News. We'll get some numbers for you, or you can call and scream at Fox News as well. We'll try to get those out for you tonight before the end of the program. A couple of people have asked for those. Even on their own coverage last night of the caucus in Iowa, they're even asking the question. Their own talking heads, Shepard Smith and Greta Van Susteren of Fox, are even bringing up the subject about Ron Paul. I mean, you know, you would think, well, why even mention the guy? Because you don't want his message out. But they bring it up, and You got Susan Estrich, too, who's a Democrat, Democratic pundit. And here's the audio of this exchange.
The one name that we have not talked about tonight is that of a man who in the Republican Party in the state of Iowa today got 10%. His name is Ron Paul. And what now?
That is, I mean, 10% is not insignificant. Yeah. That's a huge number.
Didn't he beat
Mayor Giuliani?
He did.
He's three points behind, more than doubled
Mayor Giuliani.
And he's 3 points behind Senator Thompson, 3 points behind Senator McCain. I must say that out of all the people we've run into in this state, the ones I think that are sort of the most earnest in terms of supporting their candidate are the Ron Paul people. Of course, they're pretty mad at us Fox people.
Well, I think it's interesting.
Should Fox News reconsider?
Sure.
Should Fox News reconsider? I know. I'm just asking it.
Well, I don't understand.
After you get 10%,
at the risk of getting into trouble, but it's sort of late.
We don't get trouble.
It's okay. It's a little bit late. I'm just joking with you. I'm not sure why he was out of it. I mean, in terms of why he was kept, I know that that his numbers were so low.
Well, I know why.
Because
his
numbers were low, but
they said they want to have a smaller group of people who they think really are contenders.
Well, Let's have two debates. Because
it's not a debate.
A lot of these debates, you want to give the people a chance to speak. And the more we have, the problems we have is they don't have a time. So now we try to cut the number down. But
well, here's the thing with this forum.
Well,
the way this thing is going to work, is my understanding, is there will be a table in the Fox Box. Remember the Fox Box in New Hampshire last year? It's like this trailer thing we build outside. It's really expensive and nice, but it doesn't hold a lot of people. So they wanted to put five people around a table with Chris Wallace and discuss the issues. They felt like they could get a more earnest discussion of the issues, have more time to spend on everything. Just saying that's the plan.
No, I totally understand that. But here you have a candidate that 10% of the people who caucused tonight in his party really want him. And it's not like he's an insignificant player.
No, he's a real force.
And maybe we need, if we only have enough room for all of them, maybe we ought to do two debates or do something. But he's not going to be president.
Right, that's the point.
He's not going to be president.
That's the point.
But he certainly injects interesting debate.
I want to lift the veil a little bit.
Okay.
Around this town, they are out and about. We're staying in the hotel where the Clintons are staying. So you have Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. You have Hillary's mother there. You have their daughter, Chelsea, there. And you have all these Ron Paulites. They had a big group the other night. They came in, rousing speeches. Veterans come up and speak. He has an audience. And it's not an insignificant one.
That's my point.
I might say that maybe every single Ron Paul supporter in the state of Iowa actually went out and cast a vote for caucus for him tonight, which might not be the case for the others. And there's something to say about that.
The question is, do you view presidential politics as a forum, as an opportunity to view views to be heard and issues to be discussed, or is it simply a winnowing process to decide who's going to be the nominee and who's going to be president? And Ron Paul, on that theory, is not going to be president.
No,
does he have something to say?
Let me just defend him for a second. He didn't just drop in yesterday into the process.
Not.
You know, he has been running for president a long time. And he certainly, many of the issues he's raised are rather provocative and certainly stimulate the debate. That's not a bad thing. And, why not pull up another chair?
All right.
Well, why not? I think we should. I personally think that we should. Fox, when this is all said and done, I think Fox is going to wish that they did. They've still got a day or two to change their mind. This debate is on Sunday. We'll be in the Fox Box. Woo, yeah. Around the little table, Chris Wallace and Fred. We can wake him up. Rudy Poot, who got 4% in Iowa, is going to be there. Uh-huh. Yeah, who has no money. I think Rudy Poot's going to be gone here pretty quick. He's hanging everything on Florida. To do well in Florida and try to get some momentum, but he's out of money. And I don't know that he's going to put any of his own in it. Now, Romney has stuck a ton of his own money in it, but I don't know. But the New Hampshire GOP is a bit ticked. They've been very inclusive, been very supportive of Ron Paul, and his activities and campaigning in New Hampshire. And they are offended that he's not been invited. And they're threatening to pull out. We'll talk about that. Got a little CNN clip of that for you when we come back around the corner here in just a minute. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Some nights I feel like I had died, or something deep inside is dying. I try to understand my thoughts. There's nothing here that really matters.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on this Friday night, as we're broadcasting live here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us. 800-313-9443. It's open lines tonight if you want to join us on the program. And a longtime sponsor of RBN, Herbal Healer Academy. Now, they're providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on our ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and as many different specials always. Visit www.herbalhealer.com and let them know that you heard about them from RBN. That's www.herbalhealer.com. All right. The New Hampshire GOP not real happy with the people at the Faux News Network. And here's a CNN clip that was from today, and possible pulling out of this little tete-a-tete.
Call it the 10% solution. Ron Paul elbows his way back into the spotlight with a solid showing in Iowa, and he's got high hopes, very high hopes, for New Hampshire. Let's turn to CNN's Carol Costello. She's watching this story for us. Is Ron Paul suddenly emerging as a significant player in this GOP field?
Well, I got to tell you, well, certainly the Republican National Committee in New Hampshire thinks so. The chairman telling me today Paul could finish third in New Hampshire. The big controversy over Paul in that state, though, was swirling around a Sunday Fox News forum. Five Republican candidates are invited. Paul is not. New Hampshire Republicans are not happy.
Thank you.
His campaign has always seemed like the little engine that could, with a lot of money, a popular candidate online, a not-so-popular candidate in the traditional sense. In national polls, Paul has single-digit support. Then came Iowa.
I know we didn't come out of Nevada. I know we beat Giuliani.
That's right. Ron Paul, the anti-war, fiscally conservative, libertarian-leaning Republican, scored 10% of the vote in Iowa. Not great, but he did beat Rudolph Giuliani. Giuliani got just 4%. And today, Paul almost scored another modest win. The New Hampshire Republican Committee met with Fox News to again threaten to pull its sponsorship of the network's Republican Forum. The New Hampshire RNC is upset Fox has excluded Paul because it says Paul has solid support in their state. But Fox isn't budging, saying Paul doesn't fit its criteria to be included in the forum. Paul doesn't have double-digit support nationwide, and besides, its remote studio is too small for all of the candidates to participate. Critics say hogwash.
This is all about politics, and it's about the Republican establishment trying to keep out a Republican candidate simply because he doesn't fit the establishment mode.
Other conservative voices echo Barr, saying Paul is easily beating Thompson in New Hampshire. And Thompson, who's often touted as Reagan-esque, is part of the Fox Forum. Richard Viguieri wrote, "Conservatives betrayed."
He is clearly a serious, viable candidate. And why an important network like Fox wants to silence his voice is a mystery to me and many Americans.
Richard Viguieri there. We called Fox News. The Fox parent company did not return our calls, but the RNC chair in New Hampshire tells me talks are continuing with Fox, and the New Hampshire Republicans, well, could pull its sponsorship at any time, but you know the forum is coming up on Sunday, so there's not much more time to decide.
All right, we'll see what happens on that front. Thanks very much. Almost by all accounts, a lot of people think that Ron Paul could be a spoiler, could be a factor Tuesday in New Hampshire. We'll see what those independent voters out there decide to do.
Well, and we'll blitzer at the end, it brings up a very, very big point. When you look at the Iowa caucus, when it comes to independents, both Barack Obama and Ron Paul carried independent voters. Now, I think that's a big thing, because in New Hampshire is known as a wildly independent state. When it comes to voting, they're wildly independent. And some of the last polls had him at 8% in New Hampshire. But again, I think he's going to do better. They've had a great, great organization in New Hampshire, and if he doesn't, do better in New Hampshire, I'll be totally surprised. But yeah, Ron Paul. Let's see. McCain lost out to Ron Paul as far as independents are concerned, 23% to 29%. So Ron Paul with 29% of independents in the state, that's huge, and that's a 6-point margin between Paul and McCain. This guy is serious. He's a serious candidate. And the fact that Fox has decided to exclude him, well, it's their right. The studio's not big enough. It's their right, but it's our right to be mad. And it's our right to try to convince Fox otherwise. And it's our right to have 10,000 people go to Goffstown, New Hampshire on January 6th. There we go. Oh, hold on. They want to do it on... Oh, yeah. Now on January 6th, the call is going out to all patriots to rally in New Hampshire at a town called Goffstown. We seek 10,000 strong men and women to rally for the good Dr. Paul. that would be wild. That would be incredibly wild. You know, if with 10,000 people show up while this thing is being cooked up, that would be, oh my gosh, that would be incredible. But you know, hey, is it going to happen? I think I'd love to see. You know, I'd almost rather see them keep him out and 10,000 show. Because I think in the end, you know, this backfires. Backfires completely on him. And then I'm looking at a Yahoo News page that somebody sent me here. There's one picture of Ron Paul on it. The rest are, from what else I see, there's no other mention of Ron Paul on the entire page. It's Huckabee, Romney, and Obama and Clinton. That's all that's been talked about on the page. Very, very interesting. Huckabee, my gosh. Flip-flop Huckabee. I mean, my gosh, this guy is so greasy and so slimy, too. We've got to watch this guy. If there's dirt to be dug, it needs to be dug and dug quick, you know, to neutralize this guy. Because this guy's slime. Again, the powers that be have given him the little anointing. Come here, Michael, let's rub the oil on your head. We're going to send you out now. You're the front runner. Enjoy it. we're just going to have to watch this and keep an eye on this guy. I don't think he's going to fare as well in New Hampshire. His Huckamania has not taken off in New Hampshire. So I don't think he's going to fare as well there. Lee Rogers in the Midnight Rider chat room, he's in New Hampshire, so he thinks it's going to be between McCain, Paul, and Romney. But he doesn't think Romney's going to do quite as well. In New Hampshire, they're fiercely, fiercely independent. But if you got 6% of a boost there for Ron Paul with independents in Iowa, let's see if that transfers to Tuesday night in New Hampshire. And when we see, you know, start looking at those totals and that type of thing. And of course, you know, we'll have all that information for you and a complete wrap up Tuesday night here on the Midnight Rider. This Skirmish 08, you go to skirmish08.com, skirmish08.com, and get all the information that you need there, you know, to get in with all this information. And I think this is being done through the Ron Paul forums, which is very cool. And Fox is not going to win the skirmish, folks. Either way, Ron Paul wins. Because you get a bunch of people showing up down in Goffstown, the media coverage is going to be huge. Oh, he may not get shown on Fox a lot. And he might not be sitting at the table in the Fox box. But just imagine all those people surrounding Der Fox box. I think that would be very, very cool. And we'll get those numbers for you for Fox News Network as well, where you can contact them and get the information to just light them up on fire. I mean, just, you know, I think we still continue to need to do that. And really just, you know, just have at it. The weather, I'll get the information for you for Fox after, have it for you at the end of the last break here. The weather has been really freaky. Snow flurries, Daytona Beach. And a lot of the farmers down there are concerned about the citrus crop, hurricane-forced winds, I think, out on the West Coast. It's huge. I remember there's a guy named Chris who's in both the Midnight Rider Show chat room and the Republic Broadcasting chat room. Yes, Huckabee was indeed the cleanup man for the Clintons. That is very correct. Yeah, and he raised taxes more times than Clinton did. Imagine that in 10 years and as opposed to Clinton's 12. Tax hike Mike is what they call him in good old Arkansas. And why is it, all you Arkansans, all you people in Arkansas, why do you keep sending us your riffraff? I mean, if Clinton and the MENA connection wasn't bad enough, you've got this dude Huckabee that in the end is just as sleazy and as slimy. I mean, this is a guy that doesn't like homeschooling. Signed legislation in his state to make it more difficult for homeschoolers. You know, he's got the little cross. He's carrying around a cross. Onward, Christian soldiers. Yeah, let's see what I can do to screw him over. Say what I need to say to get elected. And this guy will. This guy will. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it. This guy will. And if you don't believe me, my gosh, I got a clip to play for you. It's Huckabee on Meet the Depressed here a few weeks ago. Well, I guess a couple weeks ago, he finally decided he was going to show up and do his thing. I mean, this guy is absolute, it's sleaze. I mean, whatever he has to say, he's going to say it. If it sounds popular here, great. If it doesn't, okay, that's fine too, because that's what he's about. That's literally what this guy's about, is getting elected. He's just like Bill Clinton. All these people, except for Ron Paul, bunch of sociopaths, will lie through their teeth. That's what they're about, is lying. Because they have to tell you what you want to hear to get elected. They use focus groups to do this, to say, okay, hey, how does this sound? Will the American people like it? Let's try it on for size and see what they think. But we're getting the clip loaded now. Just a little bit of this. Take a listen.
Because it is your consistency on that issue, I think, that is going to be talked about. The debate in November, you were talked about sending illegal immigrants home. And you made this impassioned plea. Let's watch.
In all due respect, we're a better country than to punish children for what their parents did. We're a better country than that.
We're a better country than punishing children for what their parents did.
I still believe that, too.
But a week later, after that comment, you came out with this. The Secure America Plan, proposed to provide all legal immigrants a 120-day window to register with the Bureau of Citizenship Immigration Services and leave the country. Those who register return to their home country will face no penalty if they later apply. Those who do not return home will be, when caught, barred from future reentry for a period of 10 years. Children born here are American citizens. And you were saying that. Don't punish those kids. A week later, you said, no. Send the parents home. And what happens to the kids?
They go with their parents. I mean, I can't imagine a parent not...
They're American citizens. Why do they have to leave the country?
Because they're first, before they're American citizens, they're the children of their parents.
But aren't we a better country, to quote someone?
Let me be very clear. I stand beside my statement, but here's what we have to do to fix the immigration problem. We've got to seal our border, something our government has been dysfunctional and failed to do. It's also very clear the American people are not going to tolerate people who have gotten here illegally to get in the front of the line. The only way they can get into the back of the line is to go back to the point of origin, to get behind that line, and then modernize that line so it shouldn't take 8 years to process a piece of paper to get people the necessary paperwork.
But, Governor, this is important, because this is what you said back in 2005. Quote, responding to a question about illegal aliens, Huckabee said, our economy would collapse without them. Do you believe that?
I think it would be very, very difficult to do construction and agriculture without them. That's why we need a policy that puts everyone in this country in a legal position. And, Tim, let me go further. Let me explain why.
This is important because your plan says send them all home.
No, I did not send them home. They will go home within a 120-day window, and then they have the process of starting to return.
But that's 15 million people. You're saying to do that would collapse the American economy, and now that's exactly what you're proposing.
No, I don't think it would collapse the American economy if people went back and did their process of becoming legal. And all of them aren't going to go back on the same day. There's going to be a window of time. How long it's going to take for them to come back, I don't know. But part of the process, the first process, if you read my entire plan, is seal the border. Seal the border.
Yeah, he probably hadn't even read his own plan. And the clip goes on and on and on with more dribble and flipping and flopping. And them illegals, hell, we lose them, they're going to collapse the economy. My buddy Tyson says so. But we're going to give them 120 days to leave. But that's going to collapse the economy. No, it won't. No, it won't, because they're not all going to leave on the same day. Back in a minute with more. We'll get you the Fox contact information. Don't go anywhere. You're in tune with the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Back here on the Midnight Rider final segment for the week. Very glad that you've joined us for the program tonight. All right, for Fox News, if you want to contact them, they've got a couple of phone numbers here. One's toll-free, the other one is not. This is their viewer services line. It's 888-369-4762. That's 888-369-4762. You can also send email to yourcomments@foxnews.com. That's yourcomments@foxnews.com. The last time I'd been to the Fox News site, it had fax numbers and all kinds of stuff that you could send, and I can't find them now. So they have probably taken that down, quite honestly. But the direct dial number to Fox is area code 212-301-3000. That's 212-301-3000. And so write those down and make your calls. And let's get to Goffstown on Sunday. I seriously doubt at this point in time that Fox is going to change their mind. I would be really surprised if they do that. It's just not in their nature to be fair and balanced, as a matter of fact. Because, again, in the end, they don't want Ron Paul's message out. They don't intend for his message to get out. So they're going to do everything in their power to keep that from happening. By the way, God has told Pat Robertson who's going to win the 08 election, but Pat isn't telling. We know he goes off with the Lord, and he comes back to share with us what the Lord's shown him about the coming year. And Wednesday, Robertson implied that God informed him who will be elected president in November. Now, also this year, by the way, God told him China will become a Christian nation. God's going to give us China, and China will be the largest Christian nation on the face of the earth. They're going to come to Jesus. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know what Pat's sniffing. If there's a gas leak at Pat's house, maybe we should send the gas company out to check. Because I wonder. I often wonder. Here's a good story that I wanted to share tonight before we go here. A grocery store customer in Indianapolis, Indiana, is being credited with halting an armed robbery by pulling his own weapon and pointing it at the assailant until police arrived. According to a report in the Indianapolis Star, Charlie Merrill, 51, was in a checkout line at a grocery store called Buck's IGA on the city's south side when a masked man jumped a nearby counter and held a gun on a store employee. Police report cited by the newspaper said the incident happened at 5:17 in the afternoon Monday as Merrill was doing some year-end shopping. While the suspect was demanding cash from the workers, according to the police, Merrill pulled his own handgun, pointed it at the robber, and ordered him to put down his weapon. Newspaper noted that Officer Jason Bochting, in his documentation of the incident, said that when the suspect seemed to hesitate, Merrill racked the slide in his gun to load a round in the chamber. At that point, the report said the suspect placed his gun and a bag of cash on the counter, dropping some of the money. The suspect removed his mask and lay on the floor. So, very cool. The recovered an unloaded 380 handgun and $779 in cash from the suspect. That, what a stupid robber, first off. Bringing an unloaded handgun. Well, I had to rob. I was going to give me some bullets after I robbed the place. All right, that's it for us. Everybody have a great weekend. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. See you back here on Monday night. We'll have results for you from the Wyoming caucus and oh so much more. Have a great night. Since 19